Good morning from KDKA in Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Rasmussen. Here are the top stories we're following on Friday, September 14th. The remnants of Hurricane Florence are expected in southwest PA early next week. A couple of inches of rain is possible. KDKA-TV's Amy Wattis has more.
The rain has already saturated the area from Gordon, which came through earlier this week. So now the Army Corps of Engineers is releasing massive amounts of water from the Conemaugh Dam to create flood storage space. It says while that continues, rivers will remain elevated and fast.
The Corps uses the Conemaugh Dam to keep river levels from spiking during periods of heavy rain like we experienced last weekend. The Pennsylvania Turnpike will be closed in Bedford in both directions over the weekend. The closure will begin at 11:30 Saturday night through Sunday morning at 5, while construction crews are removing a bridge. Detours are posted in that area. United Steelworkers Union members are unhappy with the latest contract offer from U.S. Steel. KDKA Radio Shelby Cassesi has more.
The newest contract offer from U.S. Steel includes a 1% increase in pay from the offer last week, but United Steelworkers members, 2,500 of whom are in western Pennsylvania, are still dissatisfied and preparing for a strike. Through an online statement, United Steelworkers said they felt the new proposal didn't offer any more money, but rather slid forward payment by giving a $4,000 signing bonus, then adding $6,000 of third and fourth quarter profit sharing payment. Should the union members strike, it will be the first U.S. steel work stoppage since 1986. Shelby Cassesi, News Radio 1020, KDKA.
An Allegheny County Sheriff's deputy saved a baby's life this week. George Trosky Jr. was on patrol with another deputy Wednesday afternoon when they saw a car accident on West Carson Street and pulled over. He walked over to one of the vehicles and was handed a baby that was not breathing. Trosky said he performed CPR for the first time in his career, and says the girl's eyes opened up and she started to cry before being taken to Children's Hospital. I'm Paul Rasmussen for KDKA.